Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for September 15th, 2018. And the show today is a humdinger. If you're ready for a major checkup from the neck up with a reality report on global conscious evolution revelations that help us to wake up, wise up, and rise up as the family of mankind in a global village of united sovereigns, the new us as united sovereigns of Earth. So we're going into the fourth quarter of the year in a few days with the equinox, and in the northern hemisphere, this is known as the harvest cycle of the year, whereby the fruit of our actions goes physical, which is a kind of karmic return, good or bad, because we reap what we sow. So this compendium of the week today has three parts. It's another love sandwich, you might say, with top and bottom love bits and some serious stuff to chew on, some food for thought in the middle. First part of the show, I'll go into 999 revelations beyond deception with inspired perception. And the second part is the 2018 9/11 judgment, confirming the disruption caused by corruption. A little play on words there. Going into that, that's the serious stuff we'll be chewing on in the middle of the show here. And the third part is global love uprising, claiming the victory of truth and love. So I'll be doing a reading from the article that I just published today at the HeartCom Network, which you can find at heartcom.org, and which is linked in the show notes, which will come out with the podcast in a few days. I'm doing this live, speaking live to 63 nations worldwide on the Internet, the instant, everywhere, interactive global net reality that is creating a vehicle for the emerging blueprint for a golden age. So the article that today is called The 2018 Upgrade is Going Physical. And as I said, the first part is 999 Revelations, the ninth month, the ninth day, and a 9 year, which is 2018, 1-8 numerologically is another nine. And that occurred this last week. And so I am going to take it from there. Let's get real about global change. And the context of these 999 revelations is our global village of all connected interactive internet reality, referred to as net reality, as has unveiled unprecedented knowledge power and an emerging wisdom of the crowd, with our collective united identity as the family of mankind, all of us as the united sovereigns of Earth. So this big shift in the collective consciousness of global humanity is a major upgrade that involves and evolves common sense, a unified field of consciousness of ourselves as a whole, the united sovereigns of Earth, with the process of involving and evolving common sense known as ascension, the ascension process, sometimes referred to as the creative ascent process or the co-creation ascent process. So the quantum field energies of September 9th, which resonates in Earth's morphic field, the morphogenic field of the planet, is the new moon in Virgo. It's referred to. The new moon in Virgo was September 9th, which sets a two-week new moon cycle, new moon matrix, you might say, whereby the deep space energies of Virgo resonate in the morphogenic fields of Earth as resonates in the collective consciousness of each of us, and calibrates, you might say, the global mind field, which is a gold mine if we mined it. This is quite a play on words, but really I'm getting into the quantum science of astrology. Psychology is the function of the energy fields of the earth, the energy fields of consciousness, how they're all connected. I've talked about this previously in other shows, had many guests on the shows, like Lynn McTaggart, who is the author of the books, The Bond and the Field, where she goes into this understanding of the morphic fields of earth, the morphic fields of consciousness, how they're related. And this is the understanding of how the brain field, holodeck, you might say the energy fields between the hemispheres of the brain, it's a quantum interface for the holographic universe. Now, the article that I'm providing in the show notes for those who are reading from the podcast in the future has links. And of course, as I mentioned, you can go to heartcom.org and pull up the link at HeartCom Network now, where I've archived this page. And maybe, you know, you can actually do that if you're on a computer in a separate window while you're listening to the show. And I have links on, and of course, with the podcast, you can pause the podcast and go read the articles on the brain field holodeck, you know, the energy fields between the ears, you might say, and how it resonates with and is a quantum interface for the holographic universe, the quantum field of universe. And there's a link on holographic universe. Again, you'll be able to do that with the podcast. Pause the podcast and read those articles that are linked in the show notes. And this is an in-depth understanding for initiates who are really wanting to understand what's going on with the unified field, you might say, of collective consciousness and the evolution, revolution, revelations that are going on the planet right now as a function of as above, so below, on Earth as in cosmos at large. In other words, what's going on in the heavens, these deep space energies, as they resonate with the planets of our solar system and are stepped down into the energy fields of the earth and stepped down, resonating then in the energy fields of consciousness. Now, I've been talking about this for years. The book by David Wilcock on the source field, which goes into this in great detail, the science behind it. For those who have read that book or know about the book and the links that I've provided on that over the years with my website, you know, at HeartCom Network, I've gone into this in depth over the years with this understanding, because what's going on Earth is the function of what's going on in heaven, as above, so below. What's going on in the deep space energies, and with this new moon in Virgo, there's a Virgo energy that is being triggered, you might say, and resonant in our collective consciousness through to the full moon here. In about another week, you know, it goes from new moon to full moon and then back to new moon. But this Virgo energy is a good time to get congruent with practical plans, processes, and procedures that are grounded in relationship to reality. You know, step down the spiritual, mental, emotional, into the physical reality, personal and planetary, for fulfillment and going physical. Here the rest of 2018, the physical quadrant of the year. So this getting practical and getting congruent with processes and procedures that are grounded in reality, it's sometimes referred to as laying the groundwork, the PTC schedule, PTC as planned, timed, coordinated. And, you know, it's called the CPM, planning the CPM routine, the CPM as critical path method that is planned, timed, and coordinated. So this is how, you know, basically you plan, you know, you make your plan, you make your plan and then you plan to work. You work your plan and then you plan to work and through the physical quadrant, making things physical. And I'm kind of, you know, introducing this understanding, you know, these first principles of cosmic law for the, you might say, for the holodeck, you know, for the brain field. There are, you know, there are rules. Nature natural laws, cosmic laws, universal laws. There are rules whereby we precipitate the spirit that matters, you know, mater, mother, mater, on earth as in heaven. And one of the first principles is that the higher the concept of divine, cosmic, universal law, language, love in action, you know, the Holy Spirit of love in action, then the greater the results. The higher the concept, the greater the results. Qualifying the concept of the first principles of cosmic, universal, natural law, language. And again, this has been a subject of many shows on cosmic love and been a subject of the series I've been doing since the first of the year called the 2018 Global Upgrade. So conceive it, to believe it, and achieve it. Now, these first principles of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, and I refer to some first principles here as, number one, a universal interface for global unity and diversity. And there's a link on that universal interface, and that regarding, you know, hardware, the concept of hardware, the next big thing after hardware, software, and netware is heartware. What that looks like, how that works, there's a link on that. Some of those listening to the show, I'm sure, are familiar with that concept. And the understanding of that as far as the conscious evolution principles and processes that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness, that goes into it. What that looks like, how that will work for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with a capital C. You know, as you become conscious of how you are conscious, you develop a conscience, you know, that small voice within of source, of higher self, of the real self, of the Christ self, of our soul connection with the divine, you know, of all that is real, you know, the gathering of the tribes of is real, what is real in divine, cosmic, you know, the highest principles and processes, you know, the masters know and serve. So this is regard to natural cosmic law of the angles of God, G-O-D as geometry of divinity or geometric ordered divinity, as relates to the language of the angels of love. And this is referring to heart coherence. And heart coherence, there's a whole link on that with a video regarding heart coherence, the understanding of the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, that's the actual frequency of divine love, cosmic love, compassion, holy compassion, joy. It's a frequency that is really the fabric of the holographic universe is held together by that. That's the coherence factor that weaves the fabric of the quantum field of the holographic universe. And that understanding, you know, the heart of each one's heart is all connected with all other hearts whereby we are one. I'm going to be going into that more in the latter part of this show. So I'm giving this kind of a spiritual overview, insight, and outlook for understanding the overview of spiritual principles that are truly universal, natural law, cosmic law. At the beginning, because I'm going into some serious stuff today, you know, you might say we've got some serious meat to digest, you know, food for thought that I'm going to be going into next. And so I'm trying to provide at the beginning kind of a preface, some, you might say, digestive enzymes to help assimilate some serious stuff we're going to be going into now regarding 9/11. And we're back to, you know, and this is part two, the 9/11 2018 judgment. Here we are, 17 years now since 9/11 2011. And the question is, are we ready for WISE 9/11 judgment? So, global solution to the global problem, you might say, begins with a well-defined problem, like the problem of 9/11 and how it's created a trauma in the collective consciousness of humanity. It's like, it's this trauma, like it's like a shock that has not been resolved. So it's like PTSD in the collective consciousness. And reconciliation regarding this PTSD and this trauma and this tragedy requires pure intention to empower wisdom with love, a higher concept of love, a truly universal, cosmic love. So pure intention, as I've said many times, focuses attention with love's retention for ascension in an enlightened dimension, the full spectrum comprehension. Well, that's my rap, and I'm sticking to it. So the whole truth of this resolves the big lie, and it's time to set the record straight. 9/11 was a controlled demolition, and those who controlled it are now well known to netizens, world citizens on the internet, netizens worldwide. So in the blog article, that I just published today, there's a picture, at this point, of the 9/11, of the 9/11, the Twin Towers exploding, with the quote in this infographic that says, "Jet fuel, question mark? That's a good one, exclamation mark." And there's a picture of Rumsfeld, Cheney, and Bush laughing, like this is a big joke. Well, this is kind of a shocking picture, but, it's like, it's part of the official narrative that it was jet fuel in the planes that exploded and collapsed not only the Twin Towers, but building number 7, which wasn't hit by a plane and was demolished the same day. So if you're wondering if the two buildings were a controlled demolition, the third building definitely was. You never hear about it. It wasn't mentioned in the official 9/11 Commission report. So that's kind of a keynote right there with that infographic, and then it goes into, after that infographic, an article that was published September 10th, 2018. And the article is called "The Top 40 Reasons to Doubt the Official Story." I mean, some people haven't really processed 9/11 yet. They don't go there. Why go there? You can't change it. You can't change, but at the same time, some people want to understand. They're waking up, and rather than wake up to just eternal contempt, for government and everything, it's better to wake up to eternal love, wake up to eternal salvation as self-elevation in a higher concept for resolution of the problem. Again, you can't move to solution until you have a well-defined problem. So there's this article on Top 40 Reasons to Doubt the Official Story pretty much nails the problem. And that's followed by a video, and the video is called "On the Morning of 9/11, The Truth in 5 Minutes." Now, this video, it's just 5 minutes, pretty short. It's actually humorous. Kind of makes a joke of the situation in the sense of, kind of the craziness of the official report and the real story. And it goes into the Pentagon's missing $2.3 trillion, at the time of 9/11. And it's by James Corbett, who's one of my favorite truth tellers on the internet. And I'm sure those who are serious about the truth and alternative media have been following James Corbett report, the Corbett report. And the understanding here of the situation, you might say, the 9/11 situation, is some serious meat to chew and digest for anyone. But this is kind of an overview that, people worldwide now, the global internet citizens, global netizens worldwide are waking up to this issue. And it's good to put it within context, and the best context is to put it within, the context of cosmic universal law language love, which I'm trying to do with this love sandwich today. And The reason this is so critical is that since we naturally want to believe our elected leaders, we are especially susceptible to the propaganda tactic of the big lie that is so big and so bold and so often told that we believe it. And this has been the trauma and the tragedy of 9/11. It's basically, it was like the initiation of the deep state going public. And, of course, since then, we've seen the Patriot Act and other policies of government that have been like official covers for, you might say, this whole new war on terror policy, endless war since then. And the linchpin for global mass and U.S. mass deception and endless war tyranny remains 9/11. This is the big issue of PTSD and the collective consciousness of humanity. And we're talking about a mass murder event that remains officially unacknowledged and unpunished to this day. And this war crime was used as an excuse for the mass murder of Iraqi, Syrian, Afghan, and other peoples. Furthermore, if you dig deeper, it ties into the Kennedy assassinations of the 1960s, the murder of Martin Luther King, and so much more. Now, it's difficult to frame this situation with light and love, so I'm putting it in a love sandwich. Like I say, I give a preface with this understanding of cosmic universal love, law, language, where it's going, how we're going to get there, and I'm going to finish up on that note. But in the meantime, there's some serious meat, you know, to get congruent. You know, it's like the best way to get through PTSD is to diffuse it, put it in context of there's a higher power, you know, in control of all this. Everything is in divine order, and to put it in that context and basically get past the past, you know, move on, you know, with a philosophical correction, like the center of the hurricane, you know, the eye of calm at the center of the hurricane, or you might say the all-seeing eye at the heart of the hurricane, you know, where there's more or less calm, and you can be philosophically correct about what's happened, who's behind it, how to bring about forgiveness. You know, love is forgiving with truth of the matter and love for reconciliation, and how we move on with systems and processes and procedures and plans that will check and balance inordinate abuse of power at all levels with netizen-citizen interaction in a way that involves and evolves our individual and collective consciousness. So there's another article here that kind of sums it up. It was just on September 13th, 2018, by Chuck Baldwin at chuckbaldwinlive.com, and it's called 9/11, the biggest con job since JFK. Excellent article. I put it up in this article. I put this link up. There's a good overview. It's not that long. Following this article, there's a video by Christopher Bolin, who's sometimes often considered the foremost authority in many regards on the 9/11 issue. And this is a rather lengthy video. I think it's about an hour. It goes into great detail, a lecture he made on who really did 9/11. Great video. And for those who been following my articles and blogs and show over the last year, are familiar with the background story and the articles on political Zionism. I provide a link on that in the show notes. Well, it's actually in the article. There's a link following the video by Christopher Bolin. If you haven't read the article on political Zionism, which includes quite a few videos that are, again, rather shocking, but if you're going to get through the trauma and the tragedy, it's good to get philosophically correct about what really happened. Understand that people worldwide are waking up to the reality and ready to move on with solutions. Again, a well-defined problem leads to a well-defined solution. Both options here, both realities of the problem and solution are provided in this love sandwich, so I hope you're enjoying it. There's another video that follows this Christopher Bolin video, and it's called 9/11 Was an Outside Job. We think of it as an inside job, but this video explains, and it's about an hour long again. It was done about a year ago. It's from the SGT report. At that time, the publishers at SGT report received this, and they didn't pass it on, but they're passing it on now because it's time. They believe it's really time to reveal who is really behind 9/11. Of course, this reiterates what Christopher Bolin is saying in a different way, saying the same thing. And they're saying that 9/11 was an outside job because it really has to do with the political Zionists outside the United States that have huge influence in the United States, and that the leaders in the United States went along. And I say the leaders. There was a cabal of insiders. I've already mentioned them. In that picture in the beginning of the Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and the neocons who were aligned with the Israeli firsters that have dual citizenship in the State Department and the government. And so this is the story, again, of who's really behind it that reiterates the Christopher Bolin video. People that really want to know what's going on, this is like the 1-2 punch. You watch these two videos, you really got a good overview of who's behind it and how this is the problem. This is the problem socially, politically, economically with our core institutions, the forces, the deep state that's behind it, who the deep state is that did 9/11, and is connected with core institutions, including the economy, with the Federal Reserve Board, the major media conglomerates, who's behind the ownership and control of them. I'll be going into that a little bit here in the following article. And that is, this article is called Follow the Money, the Cabal's Golden Rule. The golden rule is, he who has the gold makes the rules. And this is probably a shocker to a lot of people, but the 9/11 involved the theft of 200,000 tons of gold. Now, I provide a note here that for those who are not aware of who the Dragon family is, and it refers to the Dragon family in the article I'm about to read. But the Dragon family is a Far East alliance who loaned the cabal, the deep state, you might say, behind, you know, the shadow government behind 9/11. They loaned the deep state 200,000 tons of gold, and this is all related to the global economic reset, and it's holding up the economy that was tied to the Chinese economy in the Far East, and they loaned the cabal 200,000 tons of gold to collateralize the debt. That this was all related to an agreed plan for global economic reset. And for those who aren't familiar with this, there's a link that I provide, and this is again at the HARTCOM Network, and I do provide. And this article that I'm reading now is the first article archived there at this date, September 15th. And there's a video link I provide on the 9/11 trillions. I'm talking about trillions of dollars. Follow the money. There's a video you can watch on that. And another video for more context, and I provide that link regarding global economic reset. So this is the backstory on this 200,000 tons of gold. And because the Federal Reserve Bank did not want to return the gold, the Dragon family filed a lawsuit at the International World Court in The Hague. Now, the trial took place behind closed doors, and when the Dragon family won the case, the Federal Reserve Bank was obligated to return the 200,000 tons of gold. Well, the deadline when this gold had to be sent back was September 12, 2001, the day after 9/11. And the gold was stored in the vaults in the basement of the World Trade Center and has disappeared ever since the attacks. Now, I've read other articles and seen, you know, other articles in detail about the trucks that were lined up the night before, in the middle of the night, before 9/11, before it happened, the trucks that were taking out the gold. Now, Cantor, the shipping company that was in possession of the insurance And the transportation documents was called Cantor Fitzgerald Securities. And it was located, their headquarters, the possession of these insurance and transportation documents was located in World Trade Center number 1. And during the 9/11 attacks, all 600 employees were killed and all the documents vanished. And we're talking about the securities company regarding the 200,000 tons of gold. So during the 9/11 attacks, all 600 employees were killed and all the documents vanished. And the Treasury police was located in World Trade Center 7. And when this building came down, the controlled demolition later in the day on 9/11 that is never reported in the media, when that building came down by way of controlled demolition, their documents disappeared as well. Apparently, one of the other planes that went down in Pennsylvania was supposed to hit World Trade Center number 7, and that didn't happen. And since the Treasury police had documents related to this 200,000 tons of gold in World Trade Center 7, and also because it was the command center for this whole operation was in that building, that it had to come down later in the day. Of course, most people involved with that command center got out. But anyway, that story of World Trade Center number 7 is another smoking gun. And, of course, the whole 9/11 story. It's never reported that a third building came down that wasn't hit by a plane, and it was clearly a controlled demolition. So the message of the Dragon family and the summary of this little mini story was loud and clear. The Fed did not have the intention to return the gold. That, you might say, is the bottom line. There was 200,000 tons of gold that were disappeared in this crime scene. And there's another video following this article. I mean, that's a lot to digest right there. I mean, some people just will immediately just say this is too far out, can't go there, and conspiracy theory or whatever. But one way of orienting, you know, the unveiling of you might say the whole big lie of 9/11 is this following video that came out on September 11th, 2018, by the Corbett Report, and it's an excellent video called 9/11 War Games. Gonna want to watch that. Then again, you can go there now. I explain how you can do that, or when the show notes come out with the podcast. Here in a few days, you'll be able to go directly to the article. Scroll down to this video. You might pause the podcast at that point. Watch that video, 9/11 War Games. That video just came out September 11th. It's followed by a video that came out in August 2013 by TruthStream Media. And it's called 9/11 Revisited, Live Mainstream Media Coverage Conflicts with the Official Report. In other words, there was news reported on 9/11 that was just, you know, live, that they were reporting things that were happening live that have gone down the memory hole that were never reported afterwards because it conflicted with the official narrative that we were all told over and over and over after 9/11. So that's very interesting within the context of the previous video that just came out on 9/11 War Games, because it goes into the different planes that were hijacked and what actually happened that we're not told because it conflicts with the official narrative, the cover-up, you might say. So it's important to understand how the mainstream media is involved with this deception, how they maintain the deception. So the following video came out on Al Jazeera English channel. More than a million views. People have seen this. It's an excellent little video, just a few minutes long, and it's on the five filters of the mass media machine. You know, how the mass media operates, how the mass media filters the truth that we get. And it's, the first point of the five is the most obvious one, that the giant media conglomerates are owned by corporations, and they operate for a profit. And they serve stockholders first before the public when the profits are at stake. So they're not, they don't have a social purpose. They have a private profit and purpose. And actually, this serving stockholders before the public when profits are at stake, it's corporate law, which is virtually the antithesis of constitutional law. And this is back to the problem. The media, basically, into profit and control, ownership and control of the truth, telling us what to believe, whether it's true or not, you know, basically to maintain the profits and power of the corporatocracy. Anyway, that's some interesting little video, kind of a synopsis of what the problem is, you know. And so moving beyond the problem to solution, that helps to, you know, nail it, you know, understand the serious problem that we're facing. So the point here with the media is that as the media technology has advanced, so have weapons of mass deception. Now, the opportunity for mass correction has come through the internet media, independent media, which is truth-telling. And like I say, people worldwide, netizens worldwide, have woke up to, you know, the reality of 9/11, what happened, and they know better. Excuse me. Anyway, so the mainstream media, corporate media, tends to tell people what to think, and this is happening now with internet media also. Facebook, Amazon, Google, and Twitter, they're all working with the left-wing SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they're using technocracy to blacklist and filter alternative, you know, independent news. And they decide what is fake news, politically incorrect, to censor it. Now, this is something that's going on, which is big news. I've been talking about the last several months. And people like me that have been blacklisted and shadow banned and basically sent down the memory hole and disappeared on Google searches. And on my Facebook posts, I've been shadow banned. You know, I can see my posts on my homepage when I post them, but nobody else sees them. I mean, they have their algorithms, and they're censoring people like me. They're doing it in a very sneaky way where a lot of people don't even realize they're being blacklisted or filtered, because we're not told what the algorithms are that they use to filter people. So this is going on. And this link, the article goes into it. This is from Technocracy News, and what they're saying is that big technology, called big tech, is steeped in technocracy. And it has found a working relationship with the ultra-left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, based on the principle that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Which is to say, Big Tech's core value system is now based on kind of what they call scientism, a utopian religion, quote-unquote, that views itself as the sole custodian of the truth. Therefore, all other values must be eradicated. So they're using the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is, again, aligned with political Zionism. Back to the problem, the issue that I've referenced before and the two videos you know, I referenced earlier, key into the core problem is this political Zionism, which is virtually a utopian BS belief system, religion of superiority to, you know, of ownership of the truth and telling us what to believe to maintain the narrative of virtually mind control. And again, when I say that, the expression is, you know, when the people believe the lie, the big lie that was so big and so bold and so often told, they were then you know, victims of it, you know, of the lie. So the whole truth is the best solution to the big lie. And of course, this is what I'm addressing. Excuse the verbiage. I'm trying to chunk this out the best I can. And someone who chunks it out better than myself is Justin Raimondo in this article that he published on September 13th, 2018, just a few days ago, called Defeat the Deep State or Lose Your Freedom. And it goes into this from another perspective of why the whole truth is the best prelude to the transmute or otherwise transcend, you know, the PTSD of the big lie. So there's another article here, The Ongoing War That We Aren't Told About. You can read that. You know, this is the understanding that there's a war going on right now, but it's not an obvious war with missiles or guns or bombs, so most people don't even know that it's happening. And I'm talking about, and this is referring to the war on consciousness. And there's a link, a link's there, again, be in the podcast show notes or in the HeartCom network archive page. You can read that. So we're going into the part three, Global Love Uprising, and this is, again, getting past the past, getting past the PTSD, transcending and transmuting the cause and core of all evil as an energy veil, and going to the understanding that as the light of unity and diversity surges, the dark, divisive dissonance purges. With the healing crisis within us as United Sovereigns of Earth. So there's a healing crisis going on. There's, you know, light brings up all unlike itself. Just as, you know, when you work with, as I do, with clinical nutrition, and you work with very powerful nutraceuticals, you know, for building the health and the vital force in the immune system of the body, like Swedish pollen extract. Some people that take that Swedish pollen extract, now, too much, too fast, it can create what's called a healing crisis. In other words, it starts purging the toxins that have settled into the body, you know, on a cellular level. When as the body ages and the vital force lags, what happens is the metabolic process of getting nutrients in and the waste products out gets sluggish as people age. And so the metabolic waste on a cellular level accumulate, and people don't, as they get older, they don't have the vital force to throw it off. Well, you take something like the Swedish pollen extract, which gives you more vital force, you know, vigor, vitality. It's like rocket fuel for the mitochondria of the cells, you know, providing the energy to, you know, get the waste and get the waste products out. If you're doing too much of that too fast, you can have what's called a cleansing reaction. The toxins start to come out, and you might get mild flu-like symptoms. You know, a runny nose, you know, or, you know, little achy stuff going on. And, you know, and some people say, well, you know, the pollen extract made me sick. No, it's that they made you well enough to get, you know, the junk out. And so it's the same thing that's going on spiritually, is the light of conscience, collective social conscience in our social networks. Is it? And this is what's been going on with the computer internet revolution. You know, people now know the truth worldwide of 9/11 and what happened, and it's bringing up all that's less than light, and there's a healing crisis going on in the collective consciousness of humanity. Light brings up all that's unlike itself, just like the Swedish pollen extract, you know, helps to purge toxins on the cellular, in the cellular biological terrain of the body to build health, you know, for more vital metabolic processes that get the nutrients in because you get the waste products out. And on a cellular level, you can't get the nutrients in if the biological terrain, the cellular terrain of the body is toxic and sluggish. So building health is a process of basically empowering the mitochondria of your cell, the energy factory of the cell, with enough vigor and vitality to get the junk out. Same thing again, like I say, this is why I'm issuing, you know, the issue of 9/11 today. You know, it's timely. The collective consciousness, you know, has gotten to the point where they're starting to purge this issue. Supposedly, the Justice Department administration is, and the white hats in the government are getting ready to do a purge, you know, with some of you listening to this show are probably familiar with the 55,000 or so indictments regarding deep state pedophiles, criminals, you know, that they're getting ready for military tribunals to deal with them. Whether that's true or not, supposedly that's going to be happening this next month or in the physical quadrant of the year. There's going to be a purging, and it could be a good thing. And basically, I'm giving a heads up in this regard. It could be a really good thing. You know, with global love uprising, with a collective consciousness of global humanity ready for a cleanse or a purging, you know, this healing crisis, there's a process whereby this is being fulfilled. So, part three of the show today, this goes into this process individually and collectively, what we're going through. Part one, you might say, I refer to it as meditation, for I mean, to know thyself. You know, it's like the ancient mysteries, know thyself. And there's an infographic there that says, that I provide, that says, you know, in the copy, in the narrative I'm reading from, unless you learn to face your own shadows, you will continue to see them in others, because the world outside you is only a reflection of the world inside you. It's the same way with the shadow government. Until we learn to face the shadow government, the cabal, the deep state of the United States, we will continue to see them in others. We will continue to see evil outside the U.S. when the problem is our own shadow government is within us. It's a reflection of the problems in the world, or a reflection of the cabal, the deep state, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, you know, the black hats in government, you know. And so this is a process of know thyself. Know the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, you know, and give yourself a checkup from the neck up, a self-assessment exam. Consider your life's purpose, plan, and the highest and best service for your conscientious evolutionary path for your ascension. This is the time. This is the time to do it individually. It's time to do it collectively. You know, become congruent with the plans, the processes, whereby, you know, you can provide, you know, your own best service. We get individually what, to the extent that we give to others in service, in work, you know, and in love. So this is the path. Of you know, greater service, serve the purpose and plan. You know, might say the masters know and serve for the building of the kingdom conscience on earth as in cosmos at large. And the second principle I refer to in this process is called mediation. You know, it's like mediating with our higher self, our real self, you know, our collective self, social conscience and social networks. And I refer to, you know, the concept of think global. You know, unity consciousness, you know, the family of mankind in a global village. I have an infographic there of the earth with the peace symbol in the middle and children holding hands around the circle. Well, it's kind of a childlike thought form, but the idea is join the global circle of wholeness or holiness, spherical conscience, and knowing with all your heart, mind, and soul that we are one as the instant and all connected family of mankind united in global village. You know, the unity conscience. Third principle I refer to is integration for integrity. You know, assembling the components to the capstone vision, creative ascent process, the vision, and there's a link on that capstone vision, which is an article that's kind of a seminal article I referred to since the first of the year on basically the components to the capstone, the understanding is vision of virtue and valor for the victory of personal and planetary civility. I mean, to conceive and achieve our optimal love and action as the integral spirit of each one's soul purpose applied well. So what works for the individual soul purpose, you know, works for all souls. And we're talking about a global and local action plan for us as United Sovereigns of Earth. And again, I provide links on what that will look like, how that works, you know, hardware with Web 3.0 cyber ethics and global holistic healing with global telecare, I refer to this in previous shows throughout this year quite regularly. It's a vision of a solution for global holistic healing with self-perfecting database standards for the analysis, prevention, and treatment of a disease that can be accessed for free online by Global Medicines, and it could be implemented within a few months. And apparently, with the new global economic reset, there will be the funding to develop it. So I'm kind of, you know, basically raising the flag, who salutes, to provide a vision for the millennial golden age, what that looks like, how that will work. And I'm finishing up on the inspirational videos that I referred to at the beginning of this article. Actually, there's a link that said skip to the bottom for the inspirational videos. Some people won't want to check out the information on 9/11. I can understand that. There's a lot of trauma, PTSD associated with 9/11. If you want to go right to the inspiration and take it from the top and keep it that way and not put your attention on all that negative stuff, you can watch the inspiration videos. And these came out on 999 through theheartcenter.org. Now, I saw these three videos when they came out, and I was amazed how they have the whole spirit of the highest and best vision of virtue and valor for the victory of personal and planetary self-elevation as salvation. Really excited to see them. There are three different perspectives. All came out, were originated on 999. I think they were published on 910. They usually have their videos come out within a day, but they were done live, and these are called Heart Streams by way of David Christopher Lewis. A lot of inspiration there. So basically what I'm saying is, you know, conceive it, believe it, achieve it. You know, the power of love above all, the mind of God within all, the Holy Spirit is love and action. Integrating these capstone coordinates, the creative ascent process. And I'm going to wrap it up early, a little bit early today. I'm going to have a little meditation afterwards. But what I can say for sure is keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails till we meet again. I'll talk to you in a few weeks. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.